Okay.
Can you tell that we haven't recorded in like 2 months?
I'm nice and giggly. I'm feeling nice and stupid.
I need a soundboard so I can play that on command.
It's so funny. It tickles my brain just right.
Tickles your jimmies. All right, I'm good.
Fuck off. Oh, no, I got slobber.
Dude, we're the Funky Aha podcast. The Funky Aha cast.
Oh, man. We went from having no cold open content to more than we know what to do with the span of 5 minutes.
This is true. I'm ready. Whew.
Welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm Garb, a new arrival here in the other world. Here with me are Chuck and Pino. Chuck is also a new arrival here. Say hi to everyone. He's afraid of death.
I'm afraid of what I am.
And then we have Pino, who is our tour guide in the other world.
Hey, I died when I slipped on a banana peel. Anyways, come follow me.
All right, hey, when do we get snacks?
Snacks? You're never hungry here.
No, shit, but I...
No, we are in hell!
Come on!
Guys, we watched the Dragon Ball Z filler arc, the Otherworld saga.
Yeah.
Hope you're having a good time. Real quick, I want to thank our wonderful patrons and... I'm not stalling to pull up the list of them.
Do you need me?
I'm pulling up the supporting characters. There we go. That's better. I want to thank Anime of the Week, Cream Cappy Puffs, Mega Lazy Guy, and Cosmos.
Yippee.
Yippee.
I would be more enthused, except I accidentally stubbed my toes.
He slipped on a banana peel. It's okay, guys. Psst, is it just... Wait, I only read the supporting characters. Guys,
that's it. No, that's back. It. That's it. We did it.
We're back.
We're
sorry for the wait.
I hit the sack.
But we're back in black.
We're glad. Yeah. Hey.
And
goodbye.
We're ready to talk about some anime here.
Guys.
Yeah?
Just so everyone knows... Today is October 3rd, around 8:30. Joe Biden just posted the hardest picture he's ever been taken.
Dude, he looks like he's about to go for Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I know. And that's it. I'll probably cut this out, but it's just a picture of Joe Biden in a car, and it made me laugh, so I had to send it.
Isn't today also the Full Metal Alchemist Day? Don't forget.
Today is the Full Metal Alchemist Day and Mean Girls Day.
Oh, Holy shit. I watched Mean Girls yesterday. That was pretty fun.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. It's October 3rd.
October 3rd. Ooh, you whore.
This day's loaded. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yippee.
Anyway, so... How was your guys' Mean Girls Day?
Guys, I had to go to work for the first time after having COVID. It's fucked up.
Yeah. I'm glad you're feeling better, though.
I'm glad you're no longer diseased.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still diseased.
This is true. He's got
I'm not going...
He's got that Love Live brain rot.
It really do be like that. It really Scooby Doo.
What about
be
you,
like
Pino?
That. Me? What I went to work after not going to work for a day. So that was cool, I guess. But yeah, we're just living life, you know, just trying to make moves and make bowel movements. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I got to go back to work. Stop it. Stop it. Get that noise.
We're a professional podcast. Time.
We are a professional
podcast.
They kept
doing that. We were about to start recording, and all I can hear is a cacophony of, it makes me laugh. Anyway, I had to go back to work after not going to work 4 days because there was a hurricane. They didn't affect me, thankfully.
Yeah, that's good. Safe. I was worried.
But we got to keep an eye out on those sons of bitches.
Yeah, they're a little wily ones.
Congrats.
Woohoo, I'm not dead.
Yeah. And
my house isn't underwater from a hurricane. We're good. I moved since the last episode.
Yeah.
Yippee.
Yippee-ki-yay.
It's a good time. I'm ready to talk about some Dragon Ball. Yeah. So, we watched we watched the Otherworld Saga. It was the filler arc, but just immediately after the Cell Saga, episodes 195 to 199, and it's a good time. We've watched a couple other Dragon Ball filler arcs and reviewed them because we mainly watched DBZ Kai for the full series reviews.
The superior version.
Yeah. As much as I do like these filler arcs, it's...
clear. It's clear.
It's filler. Yeah.
Let me be clear.
I fucking love that video. Anyway, so... first impressions with this arc. Not Dragon Ball, just this arc. You guys have only seen DBZ Kai, right?
Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces, and also I've like seen extended media, so I know who Paimon is. I know all the Kais. I know
fucking Grand Kai, dude.
Yeah, I know them all. I've seen most of the notable characters in this. I just didn't know what context, and clearly I wasn't missing that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Pino's seen
I've seen none. Saga.
He's been to the place.
I've seen the sites. Yeah, yeah.
I saw the sign.
I've got no interactions with the filler other than the car driving and the robot guy.
He's got to know when to fold him.
But the only thing I knew about this one was that I don't know if I'm remembering correctly, but at the end of Cell Saga, didn't they like tease that one guy, PyCon?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. And you guys told me, yeah, he's filler. I was like, okay, well, not cool anymore.
I mean, he's like one of the more cooler filler characters.
No, that's cooler.
I still don't. But he very much is like, guys, what if Piccolo had a longer head?
And no nose.
He totally is. But him and Goku, they had a
Goku
bit of a...
Goku literally said, my friend named Piccolo also has weighted clothes. That was the same shit as like talking to like a black guy and being like, oh, I have another black friend. Like that was the vibes I was getting off of that interaction. I was like, that's fucked up, Goku. Just because he's green and does martial arts doesn't mean that every green man wears weighted clothes and does martial arts.
He's not even a fucking Namekian.
I know. He's just like, you would get great.
It's like talking to an Indian dude being like, yeah, I know the black dude once.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I'm right here. Why didn't you guys make fun of me?
Oh, Pino, my...
She's making fun of me.
A friend of mine... that was great.
But yeah, and Goku and PyCon had a little bit of a bromance there at the end.
Yeah.
I was upset they didn't kiss. It's filler. It doesn't matter. They should kiss anyway. He's dead. It's not cheating.
Honestly, he should have kissed everybody in there.
Honestly, for real.
They just have a big polyamorous heaven. The way God intended.
The way King Kai, Grand Kai wanted. Kai Supreme. I don't remember what he's called.
You know
Big Kai.
I think Big Kai in the Sky. Big Kai in the Sky. I think he would approve. But yeah, we've already talked at length about Dragon Ball presentation. It's filler.
Let's do it again.
So it's not peak animation. It's
there's there. A lot.
It's Toei.
Yeah, it's that 90s Toei where there were a lot of points where I was just like, oh yeah, I've seen that clip before. Yeah. I've seen that before, and I'm just like, yeah.
I love the repeating stuff. It's funny to me.
It's just exhausting when it's not even like good repeating. Like in the last episode, they keep cutting to fucking what was that? West Kai, the girl Kai,
yeah,
just running, and they did that like three different times with the same shot. And I'm just like, why the hell would you do this?
Is it like, you know what? No one's watching this shit. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I was watching and I'm like, God damn, bro. Shit sucks.
Yeah. Oh. So, fucking.
I just think about it every once in a while.
Your fucking brain is melted, dude.
Yeah, do you think I had a brain to begin with?
It was mine. Anyway, so. Oh, yeah, we got the classic Dragon Ball Z Funimation dub. I mean, it's the same crew, but. I don't know. It's a little less refined. I think it was a little more...
Well, yeah,
because this
was the original. Yeah. Like, well, not the original, but like the second take at the the dub. Before, and this was recorded before Kai was a thing, so Kai has the most up-to-date.
But, I mean, it was fine.
It was fine. Yeah. It was fine. I didn't have too much to say.
You can definitely tell that it's those folks is the... the filler characters, and oh, fuck, I forget what the Hercules guy, I forget.
Oh, wasn't his name like Atlas? No, I don't know his name.
I don't know.
His name was like, it was some Greek ass
name. It was like
name.
Amadeus. Was it Hercules?
It was definitely Amadeus, not Amadeus. It was, dude, rock me Amadeus.
Olibu? Was that it?
Olibu, yes. Yeah.
More like, Olibu's nuts in your mouth.
No, I didn't have time to activate my Ligma shield.
No, you die. You will die.
We're already dead. I died of you Ligma. Will... That's what. That's
so why sad. I'm... It's so sad. Garbalax died of Ligma. Who the hell's Garbalax?
Ligma balls.
Boom.
Oh, man.
Wow, we're back, everyone. If you missed this, I'm sorry.
We did not miss this. Don't lie to me.
Someone did. More on that later. So.
More on that later.
More at 11.
Yeah, guys, because that'll be the real suspense builder, huh?
he's just being the announcer from the filler, that's all.
I gotta keep you waiting.
gotta keep him on invested. Your toes.
Dude, that little shroom dude, I love him.
He's just hanging out.
That's all I need. Just, that's all you need for character design. Just mushroom mouth.
Mushroom
done.
Mouth. Mushroom mouth.
Easy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I don't recall if we've talked about this opening before. We've done the other fillers in English, so I think we have. I don't know the name of it.
Is this the Faulkner score? Or am I...
It was not the Faulkner score.
What am I thinking of?
This is just a normal.
This is like the
dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
It's actually, I linked it.
They had slide whistles, Garb.
You know that one?
Yeah. Yeah, you sound exactly like it.
It's in the opening chat if you want to.
No, I know. You sounded just like it. Don't worry, dude. I believe you.
I don't know the name of that. So if someone knows the name of that tune, please email us.
Guys, hashtag name that tune.
Hashtag name that tune. contact@funkyanimepodcast.com.
Yeah.
Or funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is just the Shala Head Shala, but with a different song.
Yeah, the background, the visuals are the exact same as Chala.
Please, they don't have enough money to change anything.
Thank you for not gaslighting me. That was props to you.
I would
guys.
Never gaslight you, Pino.
You yeah. fucking liar.
Pino would never do that. Dude, what are you talking
he's
about?
Gaslighting
how
me
dare
right
you even
now.
Think about
he's doing it right
how
now.
Dare you even how dare you even think about that?
I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Why would you ever do wow. that? I would never gaslight you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe you. Anyway, the subversion is Chala Head Chala, obviously. Fantastic yeah, we opening.
Know. There's and yeah, there's yeah, not we... nothing to be said. It's the opening. It's the granddaddy of openings.
There's nothing. That's not true.
It's the great granddaddy of openings.
That's definitely right, not
it's,
true.
It's maybe the it dad of like openings. The,
yeah, I don't...
It's,
say like
it's the dad that it's dies cool like three uncle. Times, yeah.
It's the dad that dies three times. That might be the one.
Yeah, I think
and,
so.
Yeah, dead uncle who's been revived a couple of times.
Yeah, and then there's Yamcha.
Yamcha's just...
It's dead. Just Yamcha. It's the Yamcha of openings.
I yeah. It's this the English version is the Yamcha of openings, and then Chala is... The Shenron.
Goku, the Shenron.
Anyway.
No, he's like the Krillin of
it's
openings.
The Krillin? Okay. Yeah, Krillin's okay. Krillin's all right.
Kuru-du-du.
Yeah.
Anyway, the ending is that weird song that's like...
Gohanu, bye, bye, bye. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, I kind of hate the first couple seconds of it, and then I love it.
It's great. I don't know what you're talking
it's so,
about. It's
just strange.
I'm going to be real with you guys.
I know. That's why I love it. But I also hate that they literally did not change the ending 200 episodes in.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Like they still have like all the irrelevant human characters.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real with y'all. I skipped this song.
Nah, I listen to it because I brain rot.
I listen to it a couple times. Mm-hmm. Definitely on that first episode of The Batch, I gave it a listen.
Yeah.
Because it had been a while since I'd heard that one.
Gotcha. I mean, there's a walk yeah, cycle, just, so you know how much I love walk cycles.
Yeah,
just as much
it's
as
great.
I love hopping.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a good song. It's very much, you know, a walking ending, but it's fun.
It's cute. I like it.
Bye, bye, bye.
It's
Gohan.
Yeah. It's by Mana. It's a Dete Koi Tobikiri Zenkai power.
Nice.
Zenkai in all caps. No other nice. Word is all caps.
I love the part where Gohan falls and then Piccolo stares at him for a while. And then he books it. He's like, fuck. This green man.
Man. I hate.
I'm not racist. I promise.
I hate the fact that they're saying bye bye to Gohan because
I know
you know
because we know this is the assassination of his character.
Kind of. I mean, we do get Saiyaman out of it, but then it you know his character.
Well, yeah, but they change it immediately as high school arc yeah. starts. Actually,
kind of cringe.
Y'all man, didn't I go see the new superhero? Did you?
I did not. No.
Damn.
I know the one thing.
Okay, I won't talk about it here. Though.
I know about the spray tan.
The spray tan,
and the yeah,
yeah,
that's pretty funny.
That's it. So, that's it.
Okay, I won't talk about it anymore. But
we'll watch it on the Patreon, maybe.
That would be a good time. That sounds like a
same
good
thing idea. With One Piece. Whenever the hell that comes out, because I didn't watch.
Yeah,
it
once we can rent or pirate.
Well, Pino, our garb would. I don't even know if he'd be allowed to watch.
I don't give a shit.
I give a
watch
shit.
It anyway.
I give a shit.
I'm gonna be confused as hell, but...
No!
I'll watch it. I don't give a shit.
No!
It's okay. It's,
man,
it's,
what if we watch
it's
Stampede
like
again?
Tarantino order.
No.
Just,
no, I don't... No.
You just see the ending.
No, that's what dumb people say.
Wow.
That's what I say.
Yeah, that's what dumb people say. Wow. My point still stands.
Can't believe it. My it's friends okay. are... You're tearing each other apart!
It's how I played Metal Gear. I started with the last one. And go back. Anyway.
No.
Let's get into that juicy plot.
All right. Bye, bye. Hit me, man.
Hit me!
Just after the Cell Saga. King Kai's home planet. Still destroyed.
Oh, he's I forgot that bit is so stupid. Yeah.
continues to be destroyed.
And it continues, that keeps going Actually, no. The fact that King Kai is dead continues into Super, and they every yeah. time they wish on the Dragon Balls, they forget every
they
single
They forget
time.
About King Kai. It's great. I do think it's very funny.
Great repeating bit.
Love to see so. It.
R.I.P. Gregory as well.
Oh, man, not Gregory,
in
man.
Bubbles.
They just died for real. They super died. So he's still salty about that, and so they're just kind of trekking along on Snake Way, and King Kai's like, okay, we're gonna go see the other world administrator.
Goku, we gotta go see him.
Goku, shithead, you fucker.
Jeez.
What the hell?
Well,
Goku,
God damn it,
King Kai, I'm just running. Don't you want to
Goku? Fuck you.
Funimation, wow, please hire us.
I'm not bringing Funimation. My kids to see you anymore, King Kai.
Fuck you. I'm telling you guys, Shaw, if I fucking put my big boy pants on, Sean Schemmel would be out of a job in a minute.
Wow, Sean Schemmel. I actually spit out my water.
What do you mean? Sean Schemmel plays King Kai?
No, I'll lick my balls, dude.
Dude, this is my Saiyan arc right here.
that's your trigger. That
that's my Saiyan arc. He got me.
His Ligma. Okay, so I even wrote in my notes immediately after that, Goku ellipsis. You have instant teleportation ellipsis.
So I wasn't the only one. King I was Yemma's just like, why aura. Didn't you?
No, but how are we supposed to?
He knows King's Yemma's aura.
No, but we gotta go to the hell. We gotta go to Hiffle.
No, but Goku realizes it like in a few moments. I wrote down. Oh yeah, and then Goku running forward, and then Moon running backwards. Like, hey, that, King Kai. Where's it?
That was kind of funny.
That was simply the best reuse of animation.
They just play him backwards.
They reverse the footage and he runs back. It's great. That's the best part.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Wake up, sheeple. That's how you do good reversals.
Right. It's true.
And so that's the point where Goku realizes he can just fucking teleport over there. And so I wrote down, there it is. He figured it out. And on the way there, they meet West Kai whenever they... and his fighter Pecan, they were invited to go see Grand Kai, and they took they had to get to the airport. They had to take the higher plane.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's such a funny joke. Though.
I laugh.
Such a funny joke. The higher plane. That's like, come on. It's so stupid.
So that was pretty good. And so Grand Kai was like, hey, can you go to hell and straighten up this cell guy and these other rowdy folks?
Go to hell, Goku, you stink.
Goku, go take a shower, you fuckhead. Come on.
I didn't even know dead people could stink. Wait. Never mind. Forget about that part. And so they go to hell. And since Goku's there, they're like, fuck it, I guess he goes too. And Pecan's like, I don't need your fucking help. Get out of here, bitch ass. And we get Gauz and Mez, and they recognize Goku. They were like terrified, but then it's like, oh, hey, it's Goku.
Oh, it's Goku. Man, fucking Team Four Stars poisoned my mind for hell.
Son, yeah. Goku, son.
It's Hiffle, dude, home for infinite yeah. losers.
And I pointed out in my notes that this actually uses the Japanese music in this.
It does, yes.
Which, I'm for it. That's pretty tight.
I'm telling you, the Japanese music's great.
It fucking goes hard, dude. I mean, because, listen back.
It's better than the Faulkner soundtrack, and I will stand by that till the day I die.
I will agree that it does fit Dragon Ball much better. I like it, but I grew up with it, so I'm obviously very biased. But... watching original Dragon Ball, yeah, you couldn't have it with anything but that original Japanese score. Anyway, so Goku just fucking annihilates the Ginyu Force in a second.
That was kind of fucked up. That was kind of fucked up of them.
And also there was one scene where they forgot to color Goku's hair as a Super Saiyan.
Yes. That was pretty fun.
Oops. And so Pecan fucking annihilates Frieza, King Cold, Cell, and the Ginyu Force again. And then,
man,
then Goku gets hard eyes for Pecan.
You know what's fucked up, dude?
That they don't kiss?
Yes, but also it's fucked up because it was old Frieza voice. Because Frieza and GT sounds so much better than Frieza.
He sounds like the grandma from Smiling Friends. Oh, hello.
Hey, Goku, you know who else has four different transformations? My mom!
Oh my god.
That was a really good Muscle Man.
That's the thumbnail.
Thanks, guys.
Muscle Man. Wow.
That was great.
Thanks, guys. I've been working on it a lot.
Golf claps.
It's me, Pops. Sorry.
It's me, Grand Kai.
Sorry. What if he sounded like that? That would be the best thing.
That would be great. I would pop.
I'm gonna show you my moves.
I'm sorry. Are we?
Maybe next time.
Wow,
dude, we're on a higher plane, aren't we?
I mean,
we've ascended.
I mean, truly, you guys just understand that. Fucking, we haven't recorded for 2 months, so we have to get everything in now.
Yeah. We've been building our strength, our powers. Oh, good times. So, I have to find my place again. I'm totally not stalling for time. So with that all taken care of, they go back up, they escape hell, and they actually get to meet a bunch of old warriors. And Goku gets to meet the North Sector old warriors that are all long, long dead. And that's the section that King Kai, that we know. He's really just North Kai. We know him as King Kai, but there's East, West, South.
I would have never guessed that. I would have never known that shit.
There's no east, east, north. None of that shit.
Oh, really?
Even though this is third dimensional space, but
I thought you said weast.
I love weast.
Hey, it's me, Weast Kai.
Guys, it always makes me feel good when we haven't recorded for a while and I can just kind of bang out jokes for a bit and people just laugh. I'm like, wow.
I had it in me the whole
maybe
time.
Maybe I am funny. Maybe I am funny.
Maybe those comedy lessons paid off.
Maybe
it was worth the bees. Crippling debt.
Maybe I should eat bees for a living.
What? Anyway.
What do you mean? Anyway, guys.
That's what it sounds like to eat bees. Anyway. So
bees.
The other Kais come and mock King Kai. They're like, this fucking idiot's dead.
Yeah, as they should, just by the way.
It was pretty good that they were just bragging on the man.
They roasted him. And so once they've had their fill mocking him, they realize, hey, we haven't seen each other in 300 years. So
let's kiss.
Let's kiss and have a tournament. And the Grand Kai is like, hey, whoever wins, I'll give you a private lesson.
Which it's so cool.
Normally takes 10,000 years of training.
But don't worry, I'm sick as hell.
Can you tell we just like doing that voice?
I just like doing voices.
You know?
Truly.
Fair enough. So
I'm just they pick, silly little guy.
They pick four fighters from each quadrant. And that's when we get introduced to the mushroom announcer guy and Radish and Turnip. Excellent character designs. I mean, they already named the Saiyans after vegetables anyway. Let's just have actual vegetable people.
Let's just call them veggies.
Why not? They look like the fucking carrot enemy cauliflower from Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
So, first up, we get to watch Earth's ancient warrior, Olibu, who we briefly mentioned earlier. He very much looks like Hercules. And he goes up against Chapchai, beats his ass.
Of course, as one would.
And Goku fights against Caterpie.
This
Caterpie does not know string shot, but it does know mean look and tickle.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off, dude, about that. I get it. It's a filler. You can't really do these, like, cool, interesting fights. As we see, none of these fights are really that great, I'm going to be honest.
I don't like any of the fights.
God damn, dude. The way that it ends, he goes into a fucking cocoon, and then they're like,
dude, he's hard.
You know, it'll take about 2 billion years. And I'm like, well, fuck off.
Why did he enter the tournament?
Yeah, I'm like, why'd you do this?
I don't know, man. This filler, the fights, I don't know what I expected. I absolutely don't know what I expected, but nothing like that. I did not expect anything like that.
I don't know. I think it's pretty funny.
Which I mean, yeah, I chuckled.
If I laugh, then it's fine. If it's not an intense if it's not an intense fight, but it makes me laugh, whatever.
I don't know if that's the.
And then I don't remember the next fight. All I wrote was frog smiley face.
Which one was the frog?
I don't remember who he fought, but I remember there was frog.
Oh, he just got big. That's right. Yeah. Man just got large.
Yeah. And then Goku's round two was against a Zelda 1 Zora.
Yeah, and he just made it water. And I was like, wow. I can't wait to not be interested in this fight.
I liked his design, though. He's a cutie.
Eh. I think it was very generic.
I like that Goku's a good sport about it, though.
Well, I mean, Goku's always been a good sport.
And then, who is it? Who's the chunky woman Kai? And she just fucking abuses him.
Yeah, it was fucked up, dude.
Because all her fighters suck, so she takes it out on them. That must be a peaceful-ass quadrant to live in, though.
I would hope so.
And then Olibu gets his ass beat by PyCon.
Yeah.
He's a good sport about it, too. I like that about this arc. They're already dead, so.
Yeah, that was refreshing. Like, no one was actually just mad because they're evil or anything. They're just like, kind of want to fight. We want to get stronger.
Well, I mean.
It's real just martial arts.
Yeah.
Tickle
fight.
I don't know. Not really. I don't know. Well, because I get that the whole stakes is getting the battle or like getting the training with Supreme Kai, which we learn, or not Supreme Kai, Grand Kai. Supreme Kai is not until later. But Grand Kai is like, you know, you both touched this is future, but touched the outer wall, so no one gets it. But then you both get it anyway in 300 years. And I'm like, so this is for nothing.
Yeah. Just
this is
all filler should be.
Well, but like there's no stakes. I get it's a filler. I get that it's, but in any of the fights, I wasn't, except for maybe the Paimon fight. Everything else was like, I'm not interested because the fights are dog shit, dude. I'm
gonna be honest. Though. There was the one where the guy cried.
I mean, me too.
And that was even they mentioned like if you get knocked out of the ring, or cry, it's like or cry. If you die, but you're already dead.
It's true. Yeah, I don't know. The stakes. I get. I like that it's not a save the world. You know, if we don't win this, because we just. Because in the context of the series, we just finished Cell Saga, which was a big-ass fight tournament that lasted like 100 billion episodes.
Yeah. So we don't need a big, huge stake ending. It was nice to have.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. It's just I just wish there was a little bit more on the table.
I mean.
And yes, I get that they bet his planet.
Oh, yeah.
And servitude, even though that doesn't mean anything.
He doesn't have a planet.
Because it was a tie anyway, so it's stupid.
Ah, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so it's dumb.
Anyway,
yeah, fuck this.
That's the point. Goku fought against Maraiko, who that was the guy who beat Rogue. He's like a dragon dude. He's like
oh, yeah.
Straight out of fucking like Chrono Trigger.
Well, yeah, but he's straight just a smaller version of all the dinosaurs in original Dragon Ball.
Oh, true. Yeah, he's just smaller than them. What the fuck?
Yeah, he's just a little guy, you know? Well, he died. Oh, he might have died as a child.
He got so long gay Bowser'd.
He did get so long gay Bowser'd. He got so long gay Bowser'd in Mario Galaxy.
Bug, dude.
Maya, what am I listening to? I can't keep up with you guys today.
The chaos-ometer is off the charts.
Chaos.
The commoter, if you will.
The Commodore 64. Anyway.
Yeah, dude.
So, yeah, that's when they make the bet. North Kai's like, I bet my planet. And she's like, no, it was the other way. West Kai's like, I bet my planet. And then,
I'll be your servant.
That's what it is. Muscle Man, get out of here.
No, Muscle Man sounds more like this. It's a completely different voice, I promise.
Completely original character.
Completely OC, do not steal. This is Northeast Kai. Completely different. Completely legally distinct.
Then it's snack time. Yay!
It is snack time. I mean, wouldn't be Dragon Ball without a little bit of munching?
Right? And so Goku chows down, and then they finally fight. Goku was snacking while PyCon fought, and they had to drag Goku onto the
stage. Goku's like, I'm not gonna watch this.
And he's just stuffing his face, just like all the way. He's like getting on the stage, still like eating shit. I don't know. I may have made that part up anyway.
Happens.
So then PyCon's like, yep, taking off my weighted training clothes. Goku's like, ooh, check this out. I can become a delinquent.
I can also pick off your training clothes. Yeah. Even though they made a big deal about him like trying to pull it up first. And I was like, can he just not pick it up? But then he like easily picks it up like 5 seconds later. I'm like, okay, you're just fucking around then, huh, Goku? Like, what the hell? Oh, it's fucked up of you, Goku.
So he does some cool shit. He has a tornado move. And then this is the first time we get to see Super Saiyan Kaioken. And I don't think we actually...
Underwhelming.
And I don't think we got to see this again until Dragon Ball Super, where we got Super Saiyan Blue Kaioken. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And pretty interesting that it only happened in filler, that it never happened in Dragon Ball proper. Because could you imagine like Super Saiyan 3 Kaioken? That probably would have destroyed Goku's the time that he had left. But I don't know, maybe he could have beat Boo's ass a little harder.
But also, if Goku is already dead, can he just use the Kaioken?
Oh, yeah.
Can he just...
What's the restriction?
Just forever? Exactly. He's already dead.
That's kind of busted.
He can't, guys, I'm going to be honest. Dead Goku, kind of busted, need a nerf. Guys, his special go crazy.
He doesn't even need his assists.
And he doesn't. Pina loves that.
I've never heard of an assist once.
So, PyCon still has a few tricks up his sleeve. And, yeah, they do the big thing. They accidentally touch the like way outer edges of the ring, like the skybox, essentially. They both touch with their feet. And so Goku finishes off with a Kamehameha. He's a good sport about it. And Grand Kai says, you're both disqualified.
You're both a bunch of bums.
And
you fuckos.
You fought so well, though. I'll give you a private lesson.
And 200 to 300 years.
And then...
That'll be enough time I can buff up. I've been too much of a couch potato.
That's right. That's a good time.
It's a good bit. It's a good time. Even though I hate... Ugh.
I don't know. Some filler... Some low-stake filler is good every now and again.
It wasn't bad, but I was...
We did get a peek at a teenage Gohan. At the very end.
God bless America. That made it all worth it.
That was great. And then I accidentally watched the start of the other saga, and I was like, oh, shoot, we're not supposed to watch this again.
Just enjoying.
Pino, you need to
go on.
Pino, can you get closer to your mic a little bit?
Okay.
Thank you.
Just enjoying some Gohan. That's
Man, truly, there's nothing greater than enjoying a little bit of Gohan, you know?
Man, that's a good time. But yeah, that's the whole arc.
That's it. It was 5 episodes.
Not a whole lot there, but
it shows
it was
over.
A fun time. It shows over. What are you still doing?
Go home.
No, we still got to talk about the characters.
What characters? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
there's
Pino.
Goku.
There's Goku.
There's the Kais.
Yeah.
I should probably pull up which Kai is which, because...
No. Just kind of blind it, you know.
You know.
They all look the same. Make it up.
I mean,
who's going to come after you, really?
They just kind of took King Kai's shape and just colored him differently.
They just stretched him out in different directions and called it a day.
Yeah, maybe don't go on the wiki, you guys.
Oh, with the spoilers?
There's spoilers for the movie, yeah. So.
Yeah, Pino, don't go on the wiki.
I'm going on the wiki.
The spoilers.
No! Pino! Yeah, so we got West Kai. He's the one with the monocle. He's very shithead.
And North Kai is the tall one with the funny glasses.
No, that's South Kai. North Kai is King
Kai.
Oh,
North. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, yeah. He also has sunglasses.
That's true, but he's not tall. That's true. Yeah, South Kai is the tall one. He doesn't talk a whole lot, but he's pretty fucking chill.
He is a vibe, for sure.
I dig his vibes. I like
He does
South
have
Kai.
Good vibes.
And then East Kai is the one who's... there was a race at the beginning. I forgot to talk about the race.
Oh, you gotta talk about the
gotta
race,
gotta talk
my
about
man.
The race. Yeah.
I've been dying to talk about the race. Yeah.
So she raced Goku at the start, and...
Which was bullshit again.
Yeah, that was like...
Because...
They're like, oh, he's just a recently dead guy? Oh, he can't be that tough. Even though he's saved Earth multiple times.
Man. You know.
I mean, he has lost probably more than he's won.
Yeah, that's true.
Most likely.
Zenkai boost, you know?
You know, that's the whole deal, right?
And so, we got the Kais. We got PyCon. He's pretty cool. He doesn't say a whole lot either, but he's a good sport.
Yeah.
He kicked some ass. He fucked up Frieza like it was nothing. I mean, granted, Future Trunks did that too.
Future Trunks hit it with a fucking sword. It wasn't even like...
Yeah. Well, and Future Trunks...
He just sliced him.
Future Trunks didn't fuck up Cell like that either. Actually, no. Wait, no. I think he fucked up a younger Cell.
He fucked up incomplete Cell in the future, yeah. Technically.
But yeah, perfect.
I recently rewatched that. Why did I do that? Oh, because I was watching Super. I was watching Super recently.
Why were you watching Super?
Because I've never actually watched the tournament.
Oh, the Tournament of Power?
I never... Well, because I was watching it with the dub, and then I caught up to the dub, and then I'm like, well, I'm not going to fucking watch this subbed. It's Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch this so weekly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a bum, so I just forgot about it for years.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what, guys, speaking of Super, I know we're still talking about characters, but I want to talk about the cool box set, the Blu-ray box set that Dragon Ball Super has out right now.
What?
It's really, it's the full Super series Blu-ray steel, let me pull it up. It looks really cool. Here it is. And still weird, though, seeing Dragon Ball shit on Crunchyroll's website.
Where it should be, though, you know?
Yeah. But it's just all of Dragon Ball Super on a bunch of discs in a really cool case. And I'm like, this is cool.
That's all right.
That's all I got to say.
I like
say.
The disc art. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty cool thing. Anyway,
oh, fuck,
back to
that's cool.
Yeah, that's the box.
The other side of the box. Yeah.
Yeah, and each that's and each cool. each disc like box has its own art of a different character.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Dragon Ball is cool. Make sure I don't buy it.
You're going to buy it.
It's $150 bucks, my man. I can't afford that.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Okay.
You do it if you try.
Yeah, just
okay. I'm
you ever heard of, you ever heard of a bank? Those are really good places to rob.
Oh, that's you're so right.
$50.
Pino, you're so right for that.
I'm forward thinking.
You are forward thinking.
Yeah,
forward right into the bank.
Right. Yippee! Into a lawsuit.
No, this is. Those people who bought this Dragon Ball Super set also bought the Neon Genesis Evangelion Complete Series Limited Edition Collector's Blu-ray. No! I would never! It doesn't even have Fly Me to the Moon. What's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah. That's actually...
Besides, I bought all of the... I bought basically all of Toei Animation's works, and I have them all in Blu-ray now. But the only things I'm missing are Air... Full Metal Panic, Dragon Maiden, Violet Evergarden, I think.
Damn.
Oh, and Free. But I got everything else.
Anyway.
Characters. Back to characters.
So, I've already talked about PyCon. There's Olibu. Olibu was just kind of there.
Kind of thought he was cool until, you know, he got a riggedy wrecked, and I was like, oh, shoot. That sucks. Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
I mean, they couldn't... They had to build up... They were building up the whole arc for Goku being PyCon, so...
He was just a big guy.
Yeah, he kind of had to get his ass beat at some point.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. I was looking at Olibu's wiki page, and one of his three... He has three techniques listed on his wiki, right? Do you want to know what... So, his first one is flight. Next one is chasing energy ball, so like, you know, a Kai Blast. Do you want to know what the third one is that is considered a special ability and technique?
Not eating.
Spin?
Is it eating booty?
No, it is gigantic rock throw.
That's just shot put in the old days.
Yeah, it's... Jesus Christ. Apparently every time that a great ape throws something, apparently that's called a gigantic rock throw.
Wow.
According to the wiki... Gigantic rock throw is a technique commonly used by great apes and characters with superhuman strength.
Thanks,
my brother
Wiki.
In Christ, they're just throwing rocks.
Thanks, Wiki.
Thanks, Wiki.
on the users, the first list is just all the great apes. And then it just goes to, like, you know, Ox King because he threw something once. Yajirobe because he threw something once. Frieza, I'm like Trunks. I'm like, what is this list?
If this was like a moveset in a game, that would make sense.
I think,
this is just every move that anyone's ever done.
Oh wait, is there? Okay, so there is a move in the Budokai Tenkaichi series, but it doesn't have, like, Frieza and Trunks. Why are they on the list? I don't know.
Who knows, dude?
It's dumb. Dragon Ball's stupid as hell. I want to play Xenoverse. I never played Xenoverse.
It's good.
I'll buy it for $2.
And I have that, and we can do co-op on that. Actually, it's really nice. You can really blast through and get XP if you do the parallel missions, is what they're called. Yeah, Xenoverse is a good
blasting.
Time. And honestly, I would really like to revisit the original Xenoverse, because I kind of feel like it was, like, Xenoverse 2 kind of retread all the same ground.
That's what I heard.
So, I'd be down to play some Xenoverse sometime. You get to make your own character.
It's true. I'll make Northeast Kai.
Nice. I don't think that I have my original character that... I used when I originally played it. I think that was on an old machine, and I don't think that I had cloud saves.
Clouds?
Oh, so. That's so sad of you.
Cloud? Not a big deal. I'll make another
cloud
one.
Cloud saves?
I like.
Oh,
making...
I forgot about Dragon Ball The Breakers. That's also a game coming out. The fucking asymmetrical fucking run away from Frieza game.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Huh.
Yeah, right? It's on... Well, it's only a $20 game, apparently. Thank God. I would have not bought it for anything.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't really have a whole lot of other characters other than the brief appearance by all the villains that get their ass beat instantaneously.
Which was fun to see. It was fun to see them. I always love seeing the guys, but then I'm like...
Yeah, it's funny seeing Cell and Frieza team up for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like you're never going to get this otherwise, so why not do it now?
It's good time.
Good time.
Were there any other characters, really?
No.
Not really. There's Mushroom Guy.
Yeah, like Mushroom Announcer. Desire. He's a fun guy.
Can we take another, like, 2-month hiatus? I don't want to...
Yeah, guys, hey, this is actually the last episode of the podcast. I know we joke about that a lot. This is definitely the one, though.
Yeah.
This got to be it.
Bro. I'm just surprised that it took me that long to
it's true.
Let that one
you're,
out.
You're kind of off your game, yeah, apparently. Well,
it's like a
come on, step it up.
Off my shoulders.
Come on, step your ass.
Anyway.
Ouch.
Anyway.
Don't, yeah, I don't really think there's a whole lot of other characters. Well, Grand Kai. Grand no. Kai.
Grand Kai, I love that guy. Yeah. He's cool.
He's like the cool. only thing that I remembered from this arc.
I love his casual fit. His jean jacket, jeans, boombox fit. That one's great.
Jean jacket, jean jeans, jean shirt, jean boots.
Jean
gloves. Yeah.
Jeans.
Chill.
I also love how, like, in some of the official art, he looks all cool, but then in other official art, he looks so dumpy. He just looks like a little guy. He's, like, his clothes are so big.
In his formal outfit, yeah, he looks...
Yeah, in his formal outfit, he looks so dumpy.
He's just a dude.
He is just a dude, which I very much appreciate.
I've never seen that official artwork of him. I don't know what context that was ever used.
Which one?
The him in his formal outfit.
That was in the films, I think.
Oh. Hm.
I'm looking through his appearances because he's not allowed to go on the sacred world of the Kai. Yeah. When was this image taking place?
Did someone just make that up? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I think he was in Fusion Reborn, I guess.
Oh.
That would make
sense. Yeah, because that looks like super artwork. Anyway.
Well, Dragon Ball Z Fusion Reborn is 95.
Oh, fuck.
It's not super.
I'm thinking of the 3DS
game. You're thinking of Resurrection F or whatever.
No, I'm thinking of the 3DS game.
Why are Dragon you thinking Ball of Fusions. Oh, see, that's so stupid of you to even consider.
I know, right?
To even forget.
So silly.
So silly. So silly, man.
So silly.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Overall thoughts, I guess?
I'm not doing it.
What?
There's not enough characters, and also I can't. I mean, I could. Would you want me to?
No.
We didn't talk about it beforehand.
I mean, there's
but
nothing
it's our
really,
only it, bit.
It's Grand Kai.
You're right. It is. Right? It is Grand Kai.
Totally.
guys, best girl is Grand Kai. We don't even got to discuss it. It's Grand Kai. If you want to tell us about Grand Kai,
the only contender is our North and South Kai. South Kai doesn't ever talk, but he's got good vibes.
Well, I mean, North Kai is kind of based, but this is the only time we really get to see Grand Kai.
Yeah.
So I'm more tempted.
And Grand Kai is the only thing I remembered about this arc from all the years back. Whenever the first time I did a full run through a Z, like. Filler and everything.
Speed run.
He was the only thing that I remembered from this arc. So it's a great design, great character, and best grill.
All right, that works with me.
Unless you had anything, Pino.
Oh no, I'm an empty shell of my former self.
No, guys,
we gotta find a soul, put it back,
Pino. Honey, you know what I can do you one better.
Why? What?
We got emails. We got a couple.
We've been off
for a while. We have a couple of emails. All
I knew we had one. I didn't know multiple. All right.
Can't believe it,
guys. Two. I'm gonna start from oldest to youngest.
What?
So the first, this was said August 6th. Jesus Christ. Okay. From Brady. Thank you, Brady. For this email.
Email.
Subject line, food combo. What weird food combinations you'd really enjoy? Also, I've been going through a hard time in my personal life, and your guys' podcast episodes have been helping me stay positive. Well, I'm glad we were able to make a difference.
I'm glad.
Help you a little bit through stuff. Sorry that there's a two-month break right after you said this. But yeah, we're back in. We're back here. Food, weird food combos.
Wow.
I mean, as a kid, I would always put ketchup on things. So, like, ketchup plus food.
I was the other way. I would put
food on ketchup.
Mustard.
Oh.
I mean, mustard is good on some things.
I remember specifically as a kid, there was like a pizza sub I would get, and I wanted it with honey mustard and pickles.
Huh. I mean, it's a sub.
It sounds kind of normal, actually. I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay. I'd eat that probably. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Is there like any like fucked up shit that
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, technically, it all goes to the same place. I mean, I don't know if...
It's true. I'm not really the one to judge people on like their weird food, like non-normal food options.
I don't think it's a weird combination, mostly because I don't combinate things, but there is a weird thing. I quite enjoy just, you know, a good old red wine vinegar just straight from the bottle. I don't know.
I like vinegar, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, vinegar is just supposed to help your body not die.
Yeah, because like sometimes I'll put that red apple wine vinegar cider with some radish up, to yeah. have it, you know.
Well, I mean, like that's like a salad.
Yeah, but then when I finish normal. The radish, I'll just drink the remaining vinegar. I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's still
dude, it's like drinking the pickle juice.
Okay, that's good. Like ever since I was young, my whole family's like, "What are you doing? You're such a weird." I'm glad I'm not a weirdo.
Your family's a bunch of bums. Apologize to your family, but they're a bunch of bums.
I also like some really boring food, like just the plain Cheerios, not like Honey Nut Cheerios, just plain Cheerios.
I like plain. That's
plain Cheerios. Is plain Cheerios. Lunch, yeah.
Have you tried Honey Vanilla Cheerios?
Ooh,
yes,
those are great.
Yes, dude.
Yeah,
dude. The Frosted Cheerios. I'm gonna be honest. All like the bizarro like Cheerios flavors are actually kind of busted.
Yeah, actually.
And I feel like the Frosted Cheerios low key slap very hard. So
I will have to check that out.
Those are really good. I haven't had those in a while, but anyway, food combo. Thank you, Brady. Very much appreciate it.
Hope that answers your question.
Hope that answers your question. We have none of them. I mean, like, because like even like the weirdest one would be like ketchup and like pizza, but that's like tomato.
Yeah, that I don't know.
So it's not like it's not as bizarre as like what you would think.
Or maybe I do some things that are so bizarre that I don't even think of. That
I don't know, maybe I just it's so normalized in my brain. Anyway,
number two,
thank you. Number two. Let's you know what, I'll pick this one. Alex, thank you, Alex, since September 4th. Flavor battle. If all the flavorings in the world were to get into a fight, which flavor would overpower the rest? Garlic.
That's garlic my or answer. Onions, I think.
Onions, I don't think overpower.
I don't know, dude. I can't eat like raw red onions because they overpower raw red onions everything.
But raw red onions are dog shit. That's why.
Wow, those are some fighting words, brother.
Raw red onions are bad. I like my white and yellow onions, and I like to have them sauteed. I like them raw. I'll do anything. I don't want a fucking circle of onion in anything that I eat. That's stupid. You're lazy. Cook it up or dice it up more.
I don't want
a cross section of an onion. That's
you're
stupid.
No longer based in my book.
you're unbased.
Yeah, you
kind of why
you've been unbased, dude. Red onions is quite literally. It's the best thing in the world. I don't understand. You can have it raw.
I'll have it cooked. I just don't like it raw. I don't like
so
full discs
special
of it
about
raw.
It raw. I don't know, man.
No, it's not. It's dog
Pino
water.
Likes
dude.
It so good, dude.
Pino does like it raw. We all know this from the podcast.
Shout outs to Pino the Raw.
Yo. Raw Pino, that's his Raw Pino. Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, that's
name.
Your final form.
Chuck, I'm already raw.
Do, I can't do raw red onion. It just, I can't taste anything else in what I'm eating.
What do you mean? It's an acquired taste. You guys are cringe.
Pino, it's 2-1 here.
It's not 2-1. It's 9:39. It's, what do you mean 2-1?
You're dumb as hell.
You're stupid.
Do we have anything else to say about the flavor?
Oh, battle? Easy. Red wine vinegar trumps all.
I don't know, man. There's some other vinegar.
I don't know, bro. Look, next time I see
have you ever had apple cider vinegar?
No, actually.
Oh, that shit's fucked.
But I don't like apple cider. That's unfortunate.
It doesn't taste like apple cider. I hate it. Tastes like vinegar.
That's great.
It's also, I think it's like you could use it to treat some things too. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good for your body. Also,
it's good for your skin.
Use that for. Yeah, there's a special skin mask that you can do, like a face mask that you mix like some powder with apple cider vinegar. I have that in my room. Anyway, flavor battle. Either vinegar or onion, we've decided. Onion vinegar. If you make vinegar out of onion, that'll kill everyone. You're creating a weapon of mass destruction. Anyway.
We're assuming that this is a battle like of the most powerful, like the most potent, yeah. And not just like the most pungent, tasty. Yeah.
No, we're not going for tasty, because if tasty, I would say onion.
Yeah.
So. Onion is the best thing with everything. Anyway, thank you, Alex, for the email. Next, from Tom. Thank you, Tom, for sending this in. If you guys had to follow any anime characters' Instagrams, who would it be and what would they post? Also, do you have any advice for someone who wants to do their own podcast? Own podcast.
Dude, it's
do what you want.
It's the actual editing side. To just get started, it's really not that hard. Just Audacity is free. It's open source. It's free.
Do what you find interesting. Don't follow trends. Yeah. Do what you want to do. Set your own timeline. Set your own schedule, and people will come. That's how it's. Do what you want. Genuinely enjoy what you're doing. Because I enjoy, beefing it up with these fools.
Who are you calling a fool? Fool.
And you.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I know. And Garb, both are fools.
Hey,
but yeah, just have a good time. Edit it. Put it up. You can just put it up on YouTube, on SoundCloud, like for free.
I think YouTube is actually doing a specific like podcast channel now.
I see.
We may need to get in on that.
Well, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. What about Twitter?
Yeah, I know it got announced. It may not be like open yet.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything happening yet.
I mean, it'll probably go the way of Stadia.
What the hell's a Stadia?
Topical.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah.
There's that
first half. Or
anime character Instagram. I don't go on Instagram.
I have Instagram. I watch memes on Instagram.
I mean, I have Instagram. I just did my first Instagram post in 2.5 years. I think.
Saw that. Yeah.
No, it was 3.5 years, actually, was the official time.
Wow.
I don't know. Who would I even fucking... Who... I mean, like, Monkey... No, Robin. Robin would probably have the best one out of One Piece.
I would follow Lukoa from Dragon Maid.
Very fair. Evil laughing. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that, I don't know. Anyone, maybe a Haikyuu volleyball boy, they'd post volleyball pictures and I'd be like, wow, they're volleyballing all right. I feel like Robin would just be best because there would be all the interesting things that she'd be finding.
That's true. She do be architecturing. No, archaeologic.
No. That was not correct.
Yeah, I'm having a
She is
I'm
not Ted Mosby. Oh, no. Yeah. You better get that
because I'm hungry
out.
Again.
Yeah.
I didn't give my answer. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, I feel like I could come up with some more answers too, right?
Yeah.
Gohan. I would follow Gohan.
I feel like...
Bye.
I feel like, I think the one person that would have the most interesting...
The One Piece!
It's real!
One Piece is real!
I think... I don't know why I think this, and it's not weird or anything. I really think
it's weird.
It's the obvious answer. I think Meow has the best, you know, I think he would have, from Space Dandy, I think he would have the best Instagram because he's always taking pictures.
That's weird.
Yeah, he's already on Twitter.
Pictures of, and we know he likes boobies.
Yeah, so like it's a win-win.
What the? Guys are like, you know what? It's because he likes boobies. Yeah. I'm like, what the? Were you fucked up? What's happening?
No, yeah. What do you mean?
That was in an episode. He's like,
No, I know. Like, I watched the show with you.
Anyway.
I'm just saying you guys are perverts. Yeah. Anyway.
That's a good
thank
answer,
you.
Bruno.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Tom. Love this. Love this for us. And finally, no subject line.
Oh, fuck.
Kai,
thank you. Four?
Yeah, there's four. I know. It's a quad. It's a quad, baby. Get the camera. from Kai. Thank you, Kai, for saying this. Hi, I listen to your podcast a lot. There's an anime called Tokyo Revengers, and if you could do an episode on it, that would be awesome. Anyway, thanks for reading this, and I hope you guys come back soon. Well, lucky for you, you sent this 14 days ago, so this will come out soon.
Yes.
Tokyo Revengers, I do have interest in watching. I know that it's a very big manga, and actually wasn't localized until after the anime came out, and apparently the anime is really good. So maybe not next season, season 5, because we do have something that we're going to talk about at the end of the episode.
Ooh,
he fell asleep.
I know.
He fell off.
What?
Me, me,
there
me,
he goes.
Me, me.
Wake him up.
Ah, me, me.
Me, 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 me. Lasagna. Pasta fazzoli.
Wake up.
Ah, we got a podcast to do.
But yeah, we'll think about it. I mean, it's been on my list. It's something that I've been meaning to watch. So
it's on the
if
radar.
Not now, then maybe later. But yeah, thank you, Kai.
Thank
love,
you.
Love hearing from everyone. And remember, if you want to send us an email, you can send us an email at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or contact at funkyanimepodcast.com. I'm just stopping the fighting. I'm stopping fighting it anymore. And also, if you want to send suggestions, you can send it to our suggestion box at Medica, M-E-K-E-D-A, at funkyanimepodcast.com.
I think you mixed up. I think you said Mekada and not Medica. M-E-D.
We'll play it back.
It's M-E-D-E-K-A. I said that.
Yeah.
Shut up, you bitch. Shut up, bitch. I'm not rewinding it.
I will.
Unless you edit it that way. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna delete it.
No.
Delete your timestamp so you won't remember to. M-E-K-E-D-A. Anyway, yes. Medica. Medica Box sucks, by the way. Anyway.
The manga's good.
I didn't watch the manga.
Silly, you don't watch manga. You read it.
I mean, you watch it with your eyes, though.
Oh.
They're pictures.
Pictures are worth 1,000 words.
I'm watching. It's so true. Anyway, thank you for the emails. Love it. Thank you. We're not really ranking it, right? Like, I mean, we could give it a rank.
I mean, it's a filler rank. Yeah. So how?
It's not canon.
Not real.
So it doesn't really matter. On a scale of 1 to 5 Kais, what would you give it?
Well, it has 5 Kais in it.
Well, yeah, but I'm not telling you to tell me how many Kais were in it. I was asking, 1 out of 5 Kais, how would you rank?
Well, I'd watch it again. It's short, at least. It was over quick.
You're short.
How about I give you? I'll give you my answer in like 300 years. How about that?
No.
That's my
normally it takes 10,000 years.
Yeah. It's because I like you guys.
Yeah. Because you guys send us nice emails.
Yeah. 300 years. 300. Nah,
you know
I mean,
I'll give it a 3 out of 5 for three for each 100 years.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I'll give it a grand Kai and a north Kai out of 5 Kais.
I'm going to give it
to
a...
See villains come back. It's always a good time, even though they were demolished
instantly. That's why there was a North Kai in my ranking.
I don't know. I'll give it 2 Kais, maybe 2.5 Kais.
What Kais would you give?
I'm not picky. Whoever wants to come by, I don't know. There's only 2 spaces.
Okay.
So.
So you're getting west and east, my sure. man. I'm sorry.
It's all, I mean, that's okay.
You got the bums.
You know, it is what it is. At least, you know, at least one of the Kais isn't dead.
No! Goku, I can't believe you told everyone.
I'm sorry, Grand Kai. I mean, I thought that...
Goku, I'm not Grand Kai. I'm the North Kai. What are you talking about?
Sorry, it's the aneurysm.
It's the brain damage, King Kai.
There's no brain damage in the afterlife. You're already dead.
No, you.
And then he explodes.
Later, everybody.
Man, we're...
Oh, I guess we should talk about what we're watching next, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do... Well, do I... Should I say first?
Sure, go ahead,
you
man.
Announce the theme, and then Pino announce what the actual episode we're watching is.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, guess what?
What?
Do you know what's crazy?
Me?
Mi cabeza?
We've been thinking about this for like over a year now, because I'm based and I'm thinking about these things, and sometimes we wanted to do something special for our fifth season because. Jesus
Christ. Because, you know, there's only one number five.
We've been doing this for 5 years. Also, in a month, we will have our five-year anniversary. So.
Holy moly.
Wow. Fitting.
Yeah, October 31st / November 1st.
Fitting.
Because I... Yeah, it's we're right around the corner.
Wow.
But, hello.
Hello.
We have been trying to think on how we can make this fifth season special. And as such, we wanted to shake up our formula a little bit. So... For our special fifth season of the Funky Anime Podcast, we would like to formally announce the 20th Century Project. Everyone clap. Please clap.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. I can't. I don't have hands. Congratulations.
Please clap. Okay.
A single clap.
Guys, and now you're like, those are just words. That's not a thing that we actually know. And I'm like, fair enough, dog. But for the entirety of our fifth season, so 26 episodes, and including Patreon picks, which we had already told them. If you wanna join our Patreon, you would know
yeah,
about
we're picking
it
their
first.
Noses.
What?
What? Oh, sorry, that's not what Patreon
means. Okay.
Okay.
No. Glad we could clear that up. And so for the entirety of our fifth season, every show that we watch will have to start it within the 20th century, so 1999 and back. And yes, there are going to be some semantics. Yes, people are probably going to get upset, but I don't care.
It's our show, and we get to decide what we're
it's
watching.
It's our show, and we get to decide what we're doing. But yes, so we are going to be watching a lot of older shows, at least 20 years old, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Which honestly, I think really helped me when I was picked. Well, it made it easier, but also way harder. When picking shows, because I have every show that we've watched picked out.
It was easy for me because, I wonder what we were just watching now. Anyway, we're going back in time, baby.
No, I had to throw a dart on a board, and the board didn't have anything on it, so I just went on Crunchyroll and looked to see what there was on there, you know?
You just happened to be throwing darts.
He was just throwing darts at his. He was throwing darts at his computer.
It's kind of fun. I need a new monitor. Doing that.
But so with that, and Pino's actually the first one to be picking.
Ah, yes.
So Pino, for the first episode of season 5, episode number 105. Crazy. What are you picking,
guys,
for our
guys? First, I want to apologize. Now that we're watching this, we can't do our funny haha December month about it. But
no!
Hey, we're starting off with Initial D. We're going to watch Initial D. 26 episodes of pure racing. Pure.
So just the first stage,
yeah,
right?
First stage. Just the first stage. Pure racing, pure tofu, and pure lonely drivers.
Pure 3D.
I've never seen Initial D, so I'm...
That's crazy to me. Haven't even like...
I know the songs.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's more songs. After this, you're going to add a whole
great.
Bunch to your playlist.
Eurobeat. Let's go.
I hope you guys are looking forward
to it. I mean, Oh, I mean, I've watched a little bit of it, and I'm very excited to watch the rest of it. It is so in your face 90s. It's unreal. Absolutely. It's my favorite. It's
perfect theme.
It's very fun.
It truly is. Also, the crusty ass fucking 3D is so good.
Yeah, I love PS1.
The PS1 graphics are insane. But yes, I'm very excited to watch the rest of it.
And I hope everyone else is too.
That's what, and when we get back into posting, I don't know if this will come out in 2 or 3 weeks. If it'll come out 2 or 3 weeks after this episode, we'll see how we're feeling and if Garb gets his bum together for the opening song.
The ending's done.
Well, yeah, because you just copied it. You clown.
No, I had to fucking transpose a bunch of shit. That was hard.
I'll transpose these nuts all over your face anyway. So we will watch this and we will enjoy it and then we will continue. So that's it, I think.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Finally.
Anything else to say about Initial D, Dragon Ball, John Linguizamo, you know,
the words. John Stamos. No, nothing.
I think we better return our souls to our bodies so we can do this next season.
Here. Oh, right.
Oh, that's right. Because we can't. We have to go back to exactly where we ended on the end of season 4 because this is filler.
This isn't canon.
Exactly. What were we doing?
This is not canon. I could say a slur and no one would know.
Wow.
It wouldn't be canon to my character, so no one could get mad at me. Oh,
God. You could get JonTron.
No, JonTron was just racist, I thought.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah, he did say he was saying slurs, but he didn't get canceled for the slur say.
Anyway, just... enough about that.
Anyway, enough about slurs.
What a great way to end off the filler, guys.
Don't say slurs, please.
It's filler, it doesn't matter.
We were so close to greatness. Look at us.
What do you where? When were we close to greatness?
Great.
Season 1.
Oh god.
Man.
You guys are idiots. I love you.
Later, everybody. Thanks for joining.
Oh, wait. Who are we?
I'm.
Where do you follow us? You, come on.
You go on your computer. You go on your computer, okay? You go twitter.com. And you find the 3 Weebros.
That's exactly how I turn on my computer. Just.
Is there any other websites, Gar, that we should probably check out? Maybe somewhere?
You could just go to funkyanimepodcast.com.
.com?
And I put all that shit on the front page, so you can just go to the front page.
Front page?
Also, go to our Patreon.
And go to the Patreon. There's links to the Patreon on there, too, obviously.
Give us money.
It's a good time.
I love money.
Money.
Thanks for joining.
Who are we? Who are we?
I'm
who
Garb.
Are
each of I'm us? Dead.
You gotta.
I'm returning.
Oh no.
okay. You guys better come with me. Pino, can you lead the way back down to terrestrial?
I don't trust.
Sure. First, you gotta hop inside this verily strange spacecraft, also known as a battle bus, so we can hop off and so we can respawn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're jumping
I'll get
down.
Into the battle bus.
Yeah. That's how it works. All right. Everybody got their chug jugs. Everybody got their dances. Okay. Good. Jump. Thank the bus driver.
Woo! Ah, tell your mom to be a lover, and we'll be back for season 5. Yippee!
Miney!
Idiots, I didn't jump!
Miney.
Never missed a beat.
Guys, we did it. There's never been a bad episode, never. Except for this one. Okay, I gotta stop
except
the podcast.
Except for episode 0.
So,
except for every episode after episode 0.
Can't believe it. Episode 0 was peak. Oh yeah, we can stop recording. I'm not used to that.